Well, it'll be a death knell in rural Ireland and for agriculture as we know it. Because if this deal goes through, our traceability and our standards that we have held in high regard and which are the most stringent standards in the world is just being thrown out the window. This deal also is bad for the main thing, for people's health. I say it because it has been proven that the products that is used in South America has been banned here as regards growth promoters this last 30 years. There's no regulation whatsoever. It seems to be a grey area with them. Adam Woods has highlighted this in his investigations. No regard for the environment whatsoever, which we all hold very, very close to our heart. We want to leave the place in a better state than when we came into it for the next generation. So, in a round nutshell, this would be a bad deal for farmers.
Mm-hmm. And do you think there's a similarity here to Brexit all those years ago?
Do I think that this is the same as Brexit? I wouldn't say it's the same as Brexit in the sense of that. But what I would say is an undermining of the people's values and for the generations of people that has worked to build the agricultural produce in Ireland to be a world-class premium product.